Well, Patsy, maybe just first of all, do you want to recap on matters yesterday? And I suppose, once again, James Kelly impressing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And obviously, you know, he's got such a reputation now as a progressive development athlete. And he was a standout athlete in all of the championship yesterday at 16.09, a new Irish record. You know, and the interesting story that's running today, of course, is that he 15.70, that record was held by his brother John. And then the other point that I made yesterday was that all of the shot records, all the way through from under 12 through to 19, are held by the Kelly boys. So, you know, that's rather completely and absolutely unique in the history of the event in development athletics in Ireland. So, big day for him. And then, of course, we had a young fella from Lifford-Strabane, a young fella called Gareth Crawford. He won a triple jump at 13.09. We had a couple of very strong relay performances. And what was a very good day for Finn Valley and Lifford-Strabane. We had two gold medal performances and two relay situations for Finn Valley. That was the under-18 girls and the under-15 girls. Both of them very, very impressive. And then we had a couple of other different colours of medals for a Lifford-Strabane team and the under-18 boys finishing second. And then we also had another Finn Valley team, under-19 boys, getting third. And Finn Valley will point to the fact that they had six teams in finals as a pretty good return as well. So, yes, it was a pretty busy day and a really very, very, very strong end to what was a good juvenile campaign by Donegal athletes. So that was yesterday, and that's the end of the juvenile programme now for the indoor season. So we're moving on to Easter, and I'll come to the Masters in a second, Chris. And obviously, you know, moving on to Easter, and then we're back out and we're straight away into outdoor athletics. And, you know, on sunny days like today, you know, you just have to look forward to that right now. So that's where that's at. Today, we were again in Athlone IT, an excellent facility that the IT there have developed over a number of years ago. We're so lucky to have it. And today we had our Masters Championships. And as you would expect, and as I predicted yesterday before I switched off, was that, you know, Donegal would again do very, very well in Masters Athletics. And let me just explain that Masters Athletics is worked on the basis, in athletics terms, the way it works is there's a five-year age category. So, for example, 35 to 40 is an age category, 40 to 45 is an age category, 45, and so on, and so on, and so on. So, you know, that's the way it works. So when I say somebody is a national champion at Masters level, they're a master champion at national level in their age category. And, you know, that makes it interesting for the athlete and makes it interesting for the sport. So the list of people who have medals so far today was a couple of people still to come, and you may be off the air because it's a long, long program and different categories, as you can understand, is a long program. But the Donegal medal tally at this point in time is, and I'm going away from Finn Valley first of all, there was Isabel Kelly from Lifford-Strabane, there was Aidan Gillespie from the Rosses, there was Trevor McGlynn from, and Damien Crawford, both from Lifford-Strabane. The pick of the story there really was two big stories there. Isabel Breslin, as she is now, Isabel Kelly, as she was. She won the hurdles, won the long jump, and got a medal in the high jump. And Aidan Gillespie as well from the Rosses. I just thought he was very impressive. I really stood and watched him in the hurdles, and I thought he handled it extremely well. He hurdled extremely well, and then he went on to win the long jump as well. So that was great. Isabel, of course, has been a consistent winner at underage, not underage indeed, but Masters level in the last few years. So we anticipated that. And then Finn Valley had a long list of people who medalled, and we had Sinead McConnell, we had Eileen McGuire, we had Bernie O'Callaghan, Kieran Carroll, Katrina Devine, Donna Evans, and then we had Hugh Gallagher from Milford as well, getting into the medals. Of all of them, Sinead McConnell is a massive story because she took 35 seconds off the national championship record. You know, a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago now, she went down to, having returned to walking and to competitive athletics, having been out of the sport other than running 5Ks and stuff for a few years, she came back into the sport and she ran walked a 16.19 in the National Senior Championships to finish fourth, which in itself was an excellent return, and that was a national record. Now today, really, 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 really turned it on, and she took 35 seconds. Her final time today was 15:44:19, and that's a very respectable time for her age category. And indeed, you know, the fact that she's just, you know, training for 3 or 4 months now, right? Really seriously. So that was a big, 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 big story there. Eileen McGuire, who used to teach up there in Errigal College, she won a shot, of course. And Katrina Devine and Kieran Carlin, who will run on the 1500 metres later in the day, and who I anticipate will really give the gold medal a shot. But they both got silver medals earlier today in the 800 metres. But I was so impressed with both of them because they dug very, very deep and very competitive races. So we'll see how that goes. And of course, Hugh Gallagher, ever present, and he picked up a few medals. He picked one up in the shot and he picked up one in the long jump in his age category. And of course, he has to be the Milford athlete from Carrigart, of course, has to be admired for his enthusiasm. You know, the fact that he travels. He not mind me saying that he's 90 plus and his age category is 90 plus, obviously. So, I mean, that's, really good luck to him. That was good. But for me today, Sinead McConnell will stand out, and Isabel Breslin now, and Aidan Gillespie from the Rosses. So, good old day. Good return, and I do anticipate before I even, in case I don't get back, in case this thing doesn't happen, Bosco Reid also in the shot, that's another result we'll be waiting for, but certainly Kieran Carlin was in really good form in the 800 metres, and he's 15 to come, and Katrina Devine is in the same boat.